Grace, greetings, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for August the 12th. I'm your host, Paul White. Today we finish the third verse of 1 Peter chapter 2 in our ongoing journey through Peter's letter. Therefore, I want to start at 1 and 2 and 3. They're not very long verses, but of course we need the context to help understand what's going on. Therefore, laying aside all malice and deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and all evil speaking, as newborn babes, desire the pure milk of the word that you may grow thereby, if indeed you've tasted that the Lord is gracious. Now, Peter is giving us a version of newborn babes in which we are growing on the pure milk of the word, and that pure milk of the word, I believe, is the revelation of Jesus, because the New Testament writers discuss Jesus as the Word, and Hebrews discusses the Word as the Word of God's promise of a land of rest. So you take those two thoughts, and you have people who come from Judaism into Christianity, primarily. That's because, remember, top of the book, Peter's writing to the dispersion. Those are Jews that have come into the faith. And a lot of the New Testament is framed around that kind of talk. So they're coming in as experienced with Jewish faith, but they're newborn babes in regards to being born again. The phrase newborn babes is a real complement to the 23rd verse of the first chapter, where they're born again. They've been born again not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible seed. Now that they're born again, they're newborn babes. I don't think Peter's insinuating there are levels of Christian. You know, there's the Christian who's at one level and the Christian who's at another. But I think he's using it as a way to help them comprehend what they're going through. You've had this head full of knowledge about what it means to be a human being and what it means to be one of God's chosen and what it means to be a good Jew through practice. And by practice, I mean through the performances of Judaism. And then you come to Christ and you're born again of incorruptible seed, and you start to lay aside junk, not to be righteous, but because you're righteous. Peter says, approach this as a newborn baby would. Just come after the sincere milk. I think Peter's saying, you're new to this. Start with the basics of just learning who Jesus is and learning how to take a real rest, that you may grow thereby, verse 2. And we said yesterday that the earliest Greek says that you may grow up to salvation. And so Peter has them heading on an upward trajectory, which is common for both Christianity and Judaism. They're always forward thinking. They're always moving forward, not looking back. They're not Lot's wife. They're not looking back at what they had. That is a undercurrent theme of the Old Testament. Don't look back on where you've been. Look forward on where you're going. And it's one of the Old Testament's greatest contributions to the spirit of the New Testament, which is be a forward-thinking person. Don't live in regret. Don't live in remorse. Don't live in yesterday. And then verse 3, if indeed you have tasted that the Lord is gracious. I love this phrase, and I think it's necessary to get a full understanding of it, to connect it back to verse 2. Remember, he's encouraging us to his audience to walk as newborn babes, desiring pure milk of the word, so that they may grow thereby, if indeed you've tasted that the Lord is gracious. Think about what Peter has said. You're going to grow through the pure milk of the word if you've tasted it. What is it that we're tasting? Well, as I said before, we're tasting the simplicity of Jesus. We're tasting the promise of rest. But he gets more specific. If you've tasted that the Lord is gracious, a revelation of grace is necessary so that you may grow thereby. You're not going to grow without a revelation of grace. We can get a little too wrapped up, I think, in arguing about whether or not Christians are newborn babes. When I first came into grace, I remember one of the things that seemed to be bandied about the most, and now I don't think about this too much, but I did, you know, 11 years ago, was this idea that, oh, you're not you're not babes in Christ, you're fully grown sons. And that was used off of the Galatians phrase from Paul saying that you've been adopted as sons, and that phrase there is fully grown sons. And so there was this idea that, no, you're not growing up in grace, you're fully grown in grace. And I understand that from a theological standpoint, but I also know there's an experiential standpoint. And in experience, we have people who are babies. Okay? We are grown up spiritually, but in experience, some are newborn babes. They need the pure milk of the Word that they can grow if they've tasted that the Lord is gracious. They're not going to grow if they don't taste the Lord is gracious. That's the pure milk of the Word. They need to know the grace of God. This is why, and I don't mean after they know the grace of God, we can move on to works. But I would say this, if people don't know about God's grace, you're probably just spitting in the wind telling them how to perform. Because if you keep telling people how to perform that haven't had a revelation of God's grace, they're going to confuse your message of performance with performance leads to their righteousness. And let's be honest, that's the way a lot of us heard performance preached. Do this and God will bless you. Do this and God won't judge you. Do this and God will love you. Do this and God will hate you. Do this and God will curse you. And that is a cycle. No one can win. I mean, you're going to fail. So when you fail, then you're starting back over at square one. So, but if people know that God is gracious and they have a revelation of the grace of God, then they can grow on that pure milk. But if they haven't tasted that the Lord is gracious, 1 Peter 2:3, then we're in trouble. And so I'm going into a lot of places now that are very foundationally based in grace. I don't have to go in and do a sermon called You're the Righteousness of God in Christ. I haven't had to preach that sermon in a place in a long time because I'm not dealing with people who are new to this message. And there's nothing wrong with the message, you're righteous in Christ. My goodness, we need that. And if someone is a total newbie and they don't know that, then they need to hear that often. But as you start to learn that, you begin to grow in experience. And yes, we can then get into some of the other things. But I think it's interesting that Peter talks about what we should shed. And he's talking to people who are new, but he says they have tasted grace. If you have tasted grace. If you haven't tasted grace, I don't know that shedding all of the things in verse 1 is going to do any more than make the world you live in a little better. That's worth it, but it's not going to do a whole lot for your spirit, man. Taste the grace of God. We move on to verse 4 tomorrow. See you then. God bless.